Sagt der Gemisch der Weiter, man sagt, das meist Rasheni, Perik, Tess, Mishnah Dalet. I'm walking on the street and I see a coin. Do I have to worry that this is a nicer Rasheni coin? You can't just use it for whatever you want? Sagt der Mishnah, generally speaking, no. Kolamois, all coins, Hanim Tsoyim, that are found, Hari Eli Chulin. We're going to make an assumption that it's Chulin. Chulin, of course, means it's not. Mais Rasheni, Chulin means it doesn't have Kedusha, like Choyl means weekday, Chulin means it has no Kedusha. Zogt Bat Tanura, it makes no difference whether it's Yom Tiv, or the rest of the year, or whether it's in Yerushalayim, throughout the year, except for Yom Tiv. The one exception is going to be during Yom Tiv in Yerushalayim. That's when you have to worry, this could be a Mais Rasheni coin. But, again, anywhere else outside of Yerushalayim, whether it's during Yom Tov or the rest of the year, or even in Yerushalayim, not during Yom Tov, you don't have to assume it's a Mais Rasheni coin. And that's true, I feel a dinner, Zohav ima kesev ima mois. Let's say I look down and I say, wow, a gold dinner, what else is here? And a silver dinner, and copper coins, and it's all in the same little bag here, same little pouch. Could it be this is Mais Rasheni? Normally, if this is Tam Chulin coins, people don't put it together this way. But if it's Mais Rasheni coins, so people have these different kind of coins because sometimes he wants to buy something which may cost a whole dinner plus a little change. So he wants to have exact change ready. So it looks like this person had an interest to have all different kinds of coins, so maybe it is Mais Rasheni coins. No, we do not have to be chashish for that. You can assume they're Chulin coins, because as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, if they were Mais Rasheni coins, there would be some type of a siman over here that it's Mais Rasheni coins. And we'll soon see in the Mishnah what that siman would be. So again, let's see the Mishnah again. Kol HaMois, all money, HaNimtzoyim, that would be found. In Yerushalayim the rest of the year besides Yom Tov, everywhere else, whether it's Yom Tov or not Yom Tov, Hari Elu Chulin. The Chazak is that it's Chulin. Afilu, even if you find together in a little wallet or bag or pouch, dinner zov, im ha-kesev, im ha-mois, gold dinarim, silver dinarim, copper coins. Normally people don't put it together unless it's Mais Rasheni. We're still going to say, you can assume it's chulin. But, matzah b'teichen, if he finds between the coins, cheres, a piece of pottery, because of all of Meiser, and the word Meiser is written on it, hereis a Meiser. Then we say, stop, these coins could be Mais Rasheni coins. So again, where did he find this piece of cheres? In the wallet, or in the bag that the coins are there, explains the Bat Tanura. Now, what's a chiddush? I mean, what more can you have? There's a piece of pottery that says Meiser on it. I don't know. Maybe there's nothing to do with these coins. Maybe its dam was broken off from a piece of pottery that had Meiser on it. So we say, no. If there's a piece of cheres inside that says Meiser on it, you have to assume that the coins are Mais Rasheni coins. Okay, but l'maisa, in Yerushalayim during Yom Tov, I do have to assume that any coins that I find are Mais Rasheni coins? Yes. Why? Many people used to go up to Yerushalayim to be early regal. They would bring along Mois Meiser. They could be waiting for the chance to go to Yerushalayim with their Mois Meiser for a long time. Could be from last Yom Tov. So most Medbeis that are found in Yerushalayim during Yom Tov are Meiser Medbeis. Now, if you want to be technical, maybe we can say, well, let's go after Roiv coins of the entire year, and they're Chulin. No. You see, they would sweep the streets of Yerushalayim every single day. So any coins that we hear from before Yom Tov, whoever was sweeping the streets already took them. So what's found Yom Tov just fell now. And right now, we can assume it's probably Mais Rasheni coins.